So once again, welcome to our live stream audience. And of course, this is with Missionary Enterprise. This is with an association with our brothers and sisters all the way in Busia County, which actually is the town is called Busia too, which is on the border of Uganda in Kenya, Africa. And today we're live streaming. We are doing also on Facebook and YouTube. And of course, we're also on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and we'll be doing some podcasting. So today what we're going to do a little bit different, if you guys don't mind. The key topic today is, of course, the church, the body of Christ. What does the Bible have to say about the body of Christ? Right? That's what we're going to be teaching on today. So as I wrote at the top of the notes here, I wrote attention. We can read the verses together, but let's not read the comments. Let me read the comments. Okay? Yeah. So she don't have to hold the banner up the whole time. That's okay. If you want to hold the banner up, that's great. But yeah, nail it on the wall next time. Yeah. Okay. So let's read the verses together, but let me do the comments, okay? The teaching, the actual teaching. Okay? All right. So, like I wrote here in the introduction, I wrote here that this may very well be one of the most important teachings that I've done with all of you so far. It may be one of the most important ones. Okay? So we've taught on faith. We've taught what faith is, what faith does. We've taught on mind renewal. But let's get into what the Word says about us, because we are the church. We are the body of Christ. Right? Yeah. So the key references here, let's start with the first key reference. We're going to the Gospel of Matthew. So let's read Matthew 16, 18 together. Let's read it together, okay? Okay. And I tell you, you are Peter, Greek Petros, a large piece of rock. And on this rock, Greek Petra, a huge rock, Gilbertar, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades, the powers of the infernal region, shall not overpower it, or be strong to its detriment, or hold out against it. Okay? So stop there. Let me do my comments, okay? You read the verses with me, but then let me do my comments. All right? So the comment is here. The church, the Bible talks about the church, is the body of Christ, but it's his body, which is made up of those of us who are born of God, right? Those who are born of the Spirit. Therefore, according to Jesus here, Jesus wants to build us. He wants to build us, right? Which is found in what we read. We're going to read it after, which is found in Ephesians 4, verse 12 to 13, so that we will not be overpowered by the enemy through false doctrine, which is verse 14 of Ephesians 4, chapter 4. So let's read together. Let's read Ephesians 4, 12 to 14 together. We can read all those three verses together. Ready? All right, verse 12, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, the church. Verse 13, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Verse 14, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. All right? So my comment on this is the word build, which is found in Matthew 16:18 is very, basically, it's the very same word that we just read in Ephesians 4:12, translated edifying. It's the same word. Same word in the Greek. All right? So the word, the Strong's number 3618, which is the word oikodomio, it means to build a house or the construction of a house. And it's the very same word basically found in Strong's number 3619. The act of building. The act of building. So Jesus is the builder. We're the building. Right? We're the building. Amen? Amen. Can you all hear me okay? Okay, good. Okay, let's move on to the Acts of the Apostle. The Acts of the Apostle. Ready? Let's read Acts 20, verse 28. Ready to read it? Okay, let's read it. Take care and be on guard for yourselves and the whole flock over which the Holy Spirit has appointed you bishops and guardians to shepherd, tend, and feed, and guide the church of the Lord or of God, which he obtained for himself, buying it and saving it for himself with his own blood. With his own blood. So my comment is this here, is that the church, the body of Christ, which is us, we need to be shepherded by true bishops and overseers. Okay? So here we have the two different Greek words. We have Strong's number 4165. The original word is poimeno, which it means the act of protecting. It comes from the word poimen, the protector, to protect. All right? So God has raised up overseers, which is the next Greek word here. It's Strong's number 1985 out of the Greek dictionary. It's the word episkopo. I love that word, episkopo. And it's made up of two words, episkopo, meaning a superintendent or an overseer or to see over. Skopos is the word, the Greek word for the word eyes, to see. Skopos. All right? And the word epi means over. To see over as a superintendent, as an overseer. All right? All right. Let's move on to the Epistle of Romans. Romans 12, verse 4. Let's start with verse 4 at the bottom of the page. Let's read it together. For just as in one physical body you have many parts, and these parts do not all have the same functions or special use. Turn the page. Verse 5. So we, who are many, are nevertheless just one body in Christ, and individually we are parts one of one another, mutually dependent on one another. Okay, so my comment to this is that the church, the body of Christ, needs to learn how to function and operate in the very same way the human body functions and operates. And because we have not done so, we have caused all kinds of problems in the body of Christ as well in society. Because here I wrote down unity. The body works in unity. The human body works in unity. As well as like-mindedness will solve many problems within local churches as well as in the world. So as the human body works in unity, God expects the church, the body of Christ, to work in unity. Amen? Amen. All right. Let's move on to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. Same page, page 3, chapter 11. But let's flip the page. Sorry. Page 4. No, 18. Let's read 18 together first. No. No. At the bottom of page 3, verse 18. For in the first place, when you assemble as a congregation, I hear that there are cliques, divisions, and factions among you, and I, in part, believe it. Okay, so page 4. Turn around. Next page for the comment. Is that meaning that there should not be any cliques? None. There should be none whatsoever. For division within a local church body as well as within the overall universal church goes against and is contrary to what the Apostle Paul teaches also in Romans 12, verse 4 and 5, which we just read, but also as well as verse 1 Corinthians 12, chapter 12, verse 25, which we will be looking at shortly. There's no such thing as division without the human body. Is there a division within the human body? No. There's no division in the human body. No. So therefore, there should be no division in the body of Christ. Think about it. Is there a division within my body? Is there a division? No. My body works together. My body, your body, your physical body always works together. Your hands, your feet, your eyes, your mouth, your head, your internal organs are always working together. But when it comes to the body of Christ, we don't work together overall. We don't. Right? Yeah. And that's what we got to change. You and I, we're going to change that, okay? Each one of you there, not just Gabriel, but each one of you, we're going to change that. Okay? When I come down, I want to work with you guys. I want to work with each one of you. Not just with Gabriel. I want to work with each one of you. We're going to work together. You understand? Everybody say amen. Okay, thank you. When I come down, I'm not going to do all the preaching. I'm not going to do all the teaching. No, 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 no. We're all going to be doing some preaching and teaching. Everybody has a part to play in the body of Christ. Okay? All right. So my comment is this. The original word for that word, clique, division, it's a Strong's number 4978, but it comes from the word 4977. It's literally the word schizo. Schizo, meaning to divide or to split. We get the word schizophrenia. Are you familiar with the word schizophrenia? Have you ever heard of the word schizophrenia? No? It's a medical term. It's a person that has split personality. Yeah, it's a medical. It's a medical term. Okay, let's move on. Let's go down to 1 Corinthians 12. 1 Corinthians. We're still in Corinthians. Chapter 12, verse 25. Change page. Turn page to page 5. Page 5. Verse 25. Verse 25. You ready to read it? 25. Verse 25. So that there should be no division or discord or lack of adaptation of the parts of the body to each other, but the members all alike should have a mutual interest in and care for one another. How come you guys didn't read it with me? I put my hat on. My hat from Egypt. 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 Woo! All right. So, what I just said, my comment is this. Back to what I just said a moment ago in 1 Corinthians 11, 18 regarding this word division, which is the very same word being used here. It's the same word. The word clicks, the word division, same word. There should be none. Paul says there should be no division in the body of Christ. None. Amen? All right. Let's move on here. Next verse, 1 Corinthians 12:28. 12:28. Verse 28. Let's read 28 together. So God has appointed some in the church for his own use. First apostles, special messengers. Second prophets, inspired preachers and expounders. Third teachers, then wonder workers, then those with ability to heal the sick. Helpers, administrators, speakers in different unknown tongues. All right? So I just want to touch on here, my comment is here, is that God himself has appointed in the church wonder workers or workers of wonders, as well as those with the ability to heal the sick. God has appointed these in his church. So my question is, Where are they? I don't see a lot of them. But that's going to change too. That's going to change. Some of you are called to work wonders. Some of you are called to heal the sick. Some of you are called apostles. Some of you are called prophets. Some of you are called teachers. Right there. In the midst. Right there. Yeah. And you need to find out who you are and build that gift. All right? Okay. All right. Let's change. Next page. Page 6. Ephesians. I love the epistle to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22. You ready? Let's read it together. And he has put all things under his feet, and has appointed him, Jesus, the universal and supreme head of the church, a headship exercise throughout the church. That's right. So my comment is this, is that church, the body of Christ, has a head, and it's not the pastor. It's not the pastor. The pastor is not the head of the church. Jesus Christ is the head of the church. And in the Amplified Bible, which we use here a lot, it has the words universal and supreme, which sums up these words over all things found in most translations, okay? Most translations has over all things, but the Amplified added the word universal and supreme, all right? So in other words, Jesus wants to be head over every aspect when it comes to our personal lives as well as church life. I want Jesus to be my Lord. I want his lordship in my life more than anything else. Amen? I want Jesus to govern my life in all areas of my life, whether in the ministry or my personal life. I want him to be Lord over my life. No questions asked. Jesus is superior. He's superior over us human beings. Because Jesus, before he became Jesus, he was God, right? God the Word, right? John 1:1. Okay, let's turn the page. Let's move on to page 7. Page 7, we're still in Ephesians. I love this verse here. Chapter 3, verse 10. Ready to read it? Verse 10, right at the top of the page. Page 7. Okay. The purpose is that through the church, read it. Through the church, the complicated, many-sided wisdom of God, in all of its infinite varieties and innumerable aspects, might now be made known to angelic rulers and authorities, principalities and powers in the heavenly sphere. Yeah. That's called victory. Amina. What is that? Amen? Ah, Amina. 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 All right. I learned some Swahili here. All right. So my comment is this. The church is the only instrument that God has to work with in order to get his works done. Overall, the overall church has greatly misunderstood this great reality. God has to work through us. If he can't work through us, he don't get no work done. All right? So we got to learn how to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. Right? Amina. All right, good. Okay, bottom of the page. Bottom of the page. Ephesians chapter 5. We're still in Ephesians. Chapter 5. Verse 24. Verse 24. Ready? Let's read it. At the bottom of page 7. Verse 24. As the church is subject to Christ, so let wives also be subject in everything to their husbands. Okay, so now we're not going to preach on women subject to their husband. No. We're talking about the church today. Okay? So I wrote here, the whole church needs to be subject to Jesus, the head, including for starting with the leaders. Right? Okay, so the word subject, we just read the word subject, it's Strong's number 5293, literally means, it's the word hupotasso, literally means to place or rank under, to subject, meaning to obey. Alright? So Jesus expects his church to be subject to him, and to him alone. Okay? Amen? Amino? Amina. Okay. Amina. All right, let's move on to the Epistle of Colossians. Epistle of Colossians. Still same page, page 8. Tell me when you're ready to read it. Verse, chapter 1, verse 18. He is also the head of his body, the church, seeing he is the beginning, the firstborn from among the dead, so that he alone in everything and in every respect might occupy the chief place, stand first, and be preeminent. Be preeminent, yeah. So the key power words here regarding Christ over his own church is to be head. Head. Also, it's got the word beginning, we got the word firstborn, and we got the word chief place. Right? All in the same verse. It's all in the same verse. But here, this word I want to look at, this last word, is the word chief place. He wants to have the chief place, which is Strong's number 4409, which is the word proteo, meaning to have the first place or having the preeminence. Going back to what I said, Jesus wants the church to be subject to him and to be him alone. Right? Amen. Amina. All right. Let's page. Next page. Last page. Short teaching today. We got two more verses to look at. At least two more. Yeah, two more. So let's move on to the epistle to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy. Chapter 3, verse 15. 1 Timothy. You ready? Let's read it together. If I am detained, you may know how people ought to conduct themselves in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and stay the prop and support of the truth. This is another one of my favorite verses. It really is. So I just wrote here as my comment is that the church of the living God is the household of God. So you and I, we are the church of the living God. We are the household of God, right? Yes, we are. Which is to be the pillar and support of the truth. You know what a pillar is, right? A pillar? Yeah, a support. Yeah. Yeah. On this planet. In other words, there's no room for error nor falsehood. Yet the church is full of error because Christ is not the head over every local church, but man. So when Jesus becomes head over his church, there will be no error at all, because in Christ there is no error. Right? Jesus said he is the truth. Right? He's the truth. He didn't say he's the error. He said he's the truth. The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of truth, not the Spirit of error. Right? Jesus said in John 17:17, I believe he said, thy word is truth. He didn't say thy word is error. He said thy word is truth. Right? So we got to get the truth back into the church. And you, all of you, we're going to do that together. All of you. All of you. All of you. All of you. Amina. I don't care how young or how old you are. I don't care, male or female. I don't care. We are going to be carriers and instruments of truth. Amen. Okay, last verse. Last verse. Hebrews. Epistle to the Hebrews. Hebrews. Hebrews 12, verse 23. Ready? Okay, and to the church assembly of the firstborn who are registered as citizens in heaven, and to the God who is judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous, the redeemed in heaven, who have been made perfect. Who have been made perfect. In Christ, we are perfect. So anyhow, my comment is here, is that our primary citizenship is heaven and not the nation that we live in. Now, your primary citizenship is not Africa. My primary citizenship is not Canada. It's heaven. It's heaven. Amina. Meaning, you are not African, nor am I Canadian, but a new creation. All right? First and foremost, you're not African. I'm not Canadian. I'm a new creation. Just because you live in the nation of the continent of Africa and in the nation of Kenya, that does not make you an African or Kenyan. No. No. Because you're part of a new creation. You're part of a new race. See? You're part of the kingdom of God. Right? Are you in the kingdom? Yes. Are you part of the new creation? Are you a new creation in Christ Jesus? Okay. So you are a new creation before you're African, before you're Kenyan. All right? So we know that those who are born of heaven, they have a new language. So you speak English, you speak Swahili, but we speak the language from heaven, right? Is that what's that? Praying in tongues? Does everybody pray in tongues there? Everybody prays in tongues? Good. Every day, pray in tongues. Every day, every day, every day. Speak the language of heaven. Every day. Amina. Not amen, Amina. So what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14, the one who speaks in tongues is speaking to God. Right? That's because it's a language from heaven. Because we're born from above. We're born again. We're born from above. We're born from heaven, right? Right? Amina. Hallelujah. Okay. All right. So, okay, so we're just going to cut off the live stream right now. So thank you, everybody. Just stay there, Gabriel. Stay there. I just want to say thank you, everybody. Those who watch us on live stream, I want to thank everybody who's connected with Missionary Prize on our Facebook post, on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram. We're getting new viewers on Instagram. We're putting our videos on Instagram now. So I want to thank you for all of that.